Special education costs are rising in Pennsylvania. A new report shows it's local taxpayers who are doing the most to foot the bill. Keystone Crossroads reporter Avi Wolfman-Arendt explains.
The Iroquois School District, just outside Erie, formed about 50 years ago to educate the sons and daughters of the many General Electric employees who worked nearby.
A lot of their executives and workers built up this town and our school district to meet the educational needs of their employees.
For years, says Superintendent Shane Murray, it was a relatively prosperous school district. But its fortunes started to turn as manufacturing shrank and local poverty rates rose.
So we seem to be doing a lot of triage, just trying to hold kids together because of the conditions of poverty, family struggles, drug and alcohol abuse in the homes. So our jobs are getting much more difficult.
That includes an increase in students with special needs. From 2008 to 2016, the district's budget for special education went up 50%, and local taxpayers have borne the brunt of that hike. In 2008, the district only covered about a third of its special education costs, with the state and federal governments picking up the rest. Now, Iroquois pays for two-thirds of its special ed expenses. To balance the books, Murray says the district has dipped into its fund balance, cut high school electives, and raised taxes 7 years in a row.
In the near future, we're going to be okay. It's, 5, 6 years from now, we're going to be insolvent where we can't pay our bills.
This trend is playing out all over Pennsylvania, says Raynell Brown Staley of the Education Law Center.
From 2008 until 2016, special education costs increased a total of $1.54 billion, and the state investment increased a little more than $70 million.
That means districts are shouldering a larger and larger load. The Education Law Center looked at special ed expenses from 2008 to 2016 and found that for every new dollar in state money, local districts put in 20.
And as a result, the funding needs that districts have to fill are becoming bigger.
The ELC report doesn't say why special education costs are rising, but Brown Staley thinks it's partially because families are doing a better job advocating for themselves and partially because districts are doing a better job identifying and serving students who are protected by the federal special education law.
And so I think part of it is that we are seeing a necessary increase in cost in order to make sure that students with disabilities are getting the services that they need.
But that's little relief for residents who see their tax bills go up, or districts that have to slice other parts of their budgets. State Senator Judy Schwenk, a Berks County Democrat, says there's another drawback.
When the majority of the funding is coming from a school district, we perpetuate the inequities that you see in educational services provided overall to students. By increasing the burden on local communities, we only exacerbate that issue.
5 years ago, Schwenk was on a commission that revamped how the state distributes special education funding.
What we couldn't address, and maybe, you know, now is the time that we have to face the reality, is that we didn't adequately fund what we knew would be needed in the future.
Schwenk thinks the state should raise earned income taxes in order to boost education funding in general. Others have proposed a shale tax. Both ideas, however, face stiff opposition from Republican leaders who run the State House and Senate. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, Keystone Crossroads.